Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from Goodyear Ballpark here in Goodyear, Arizona. A 5-4 Brewers lead. They trailed 4-0 after one inning and then put five on the board themselves in the top of the second inning as the Brewers got a two-run home run from Sal Frelick, a triple from Joey Ortiz. There was an error in the inning as well, a couple of walks, and now the Guardians with a runner on and nobody out in the bottom of the second inning as Sam McWilliams getting himself loose and ready to go with Jorge Alfaro out there on the mound right now for Sam McWilliams. Hey, get more of the game you love with a Brewers ticket membership starting from 12 games all the way to full season plans. You can tailor your experience to perfection and get special rewards and discounts. Learn more at brewers.com/ticket finder.
Yeah, so, Lena was talking about how the Cubs are the hottest team going this spring. They're 8-0.
A couple of ties in there, too. I think they have three ties.
Well, it's not a loss.
They're still undefeated.
Reds might get them today. We'll keep you posted, perhaps.
I think they had three ties in a row coming into this weekend for the Chicago Cubs. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
They're due for an L.
So Jose Ramirez will be the batter as McWilliams now ready to resume this game. This will be an interesting Cleveland team. What a year they had last year with the first year Stephen Vogt as their manager. Of course, we told you earlier, Stephen Vogt not managing today. He's at his daughter Peyton's softball tournament here in the Valley. McWilliams' first pitch to Ramirez is a little high. Fastball at 95. It's 1-0. Vogt, of course, was acquired by the Brewers in 2017 and then got injured in spring training of 18, but stuck around and was with the club all year long. 1-0 in there for a strike on a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. And anybody that spent 5 minutes around Stephen Vogt knew that this guy had the ability to be a manager, a broadcaster, really anything he wanted to be. 1-1. And a check swing by Ramirez. Pitch missed outside. And it's 2-1. And I don't think anyone associated with the Brewers is surprised that he found as much success in his first year as a manager as he did. Just a great human being. 2-1. Fouled back and out of play. And it's 2-2.
These clubs each have the reigning manager of the year. Of course, Murph winning it in his first season at the helm of the crew.
You know, I've said this before. I don't know if I've said it during one of our broadcasts yet, though, because it wasn't factual until, of course, after the season was over. 2-2 pitch is popped up. Foul territory behind home plate. Alfaro can't find it. It's going to get out of play anyway. And it's still 2-2 here on Ramirez. I think maybe Alfaro got hit on the backswing by Ramirez there. The way he reacted, it looks like he took a little bit of a shot on the back end of that swing from Ramirez, and he and Ramirez are chatting now as well, and they're making sure that Jorge Alfaro is okay to resume, and he says, I'm fine. Still 2-2 here on Ramirez. But you look at the 2018 Brewers. Stephen Vogt was a part of that club, even though he didn't play. He was injured, but in the clubhouse every day and traveling with the team. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and that fouled off of the helmet of Alfaro. And Alfaro's saying, what's going to happen next? That is a great illustration of how hard it is to be a catcher, especially at this level. And right away, Nate Tomlinson running a new baseball out to McWilliams just to buy some time for Alfaro. Let him catch his breath. Still 2-2 on Ramirez here. Santana gets his lead from first. And the 2-2 pitch. And he checked on a pitch down and in. And the count is full. It's 3-2. And that team also had Pat Murphy as the bench coach. So you had the 2024 AL and NL Managers of the Year on the 2018 Brewers, and neither of them was the manager. Pretty good brain trust with that group. 3-2 on Ramirez is a swing and a miss. It gets away from Alfaro and kicks all the way out to Pannone, but first base occupied. So Ramirez is out, but Santana moves up 90 feet on a wild pitch. So an ortho ASAP strikeout. Now here's Bo Naylor. Runner at second and one away here. Bottom of the second inning, a 5-4 Brewers lead. Naylor with a base hit into right field back in the first inning. As McWilliams kicks and delivers a strike right at the knees. 97 on that one from Sam McWilliams. And it's 0-1. That one in the dirt. Good backhanded pick by Alfaro. Now he tries to backpick the runner Santana. And Santana just gets back into the second base bag in front of the tag applied by Joey Ortiz. One ball and one strike here on Bo Naylor. That ball bounced in front of the plate, and Alfaro made a very nice backhanded pick on a hop. Here's the 1-1. Slider in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. This is a wonderful crowd here today. Just a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. A little hot in the stands, according to our reporter that just popped into the booth, Tom Hamilton. 1-2 fouled back into the net. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Now, we were talking about Tom. He's one of my favorites, easily. Always enjoy getting a chance to catch up with Tom Hamilton, and I'm so happy for him that he will go to Cooperstown this year and be the recipient of the Ford Frick Award. Very deserving. 1-2 pitch. Line, but foul up the third baseline. Stays at 1-2. One of those guys that the first time you meet him, he just makes you feel like you belong in the conversation, even though he's accomplished a lot more than either you or I have in this game. One, two. Missed outside. Fastball at 97. It's two balls and two strikes. And you always can hear him when he's coming. Tom Hamilton does not sneak up on many. 2-2's popped up foul and out of play. And it stays at two balls and two strikes.
Jeff and I were talking about this the other day when these teams first met. Some of the calls that he had in that run of the playoffs last year for the Guardians, getting to the American League Championship Series with some famous moments that he narrated to perfection.
2-2. Called third strike. Beautiful breaking ball. And it caught Naylor looking. Back-to-back ortho ASAP strikeouts by McWilliams. And here's Lane Thomas. Three-run double for Thomas back in the first. Yeah, I mean, I think the moment, there was a lot of great moments, but I think the moment that everybody remembers is the one in Cleveland with Big Christmas and Kenzie Noel. First pitch to Thomas is a strike on the outside edge with a slider, 0-1.
His most famous call ever probably is Rajai Davis.
Yes.
In Game 7 of the World Series back in 2016 against the Cubs.
0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing in two. That's the thing about being a broadcaster. Like, you can deliver in these huge moments like that Rajai Davis one, but then you don't win the game.
Yeah.
Right? 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball down and away. Thomas strikes out as McWilliams takes quick care of him. And strikes out the side here in the bottom of the second inning. Three ortho ASAP strikeouts for McWilliams. We go to the third. 5-4 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network. presented by American Family Insurance.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
Waxing needed. Visit zbart.com for more information.
5-4 Brewers. Ciccone back out on the mound for the Guardians and on the mic here for the third inning. Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. It took over an hour to get through the first two innings.
I didn't notice.
To say this one has been eventful thus far is an understatement. 0-1 on Marcana, who lifts one into right. This will be playable for Will Brennan, though, in front of the warning track. He's camped. Reaches up to make a two-handed catch. Each team had its starting pitcher removed in the middle of a lengthy inning, and then each team then later brought that starting pitcher back into the ballgame an inning later. Spring training, folks. Ciccone gave up 5 runs in the second. Magnitz Ellerts came in, got the final 2 outs, and now Ciccone back out. And he did something that he did not do in the second, retire Marcana. Now it'll be Sal Frelick who took ball one. Frelick hit the 2-run home run against this guy to left. Now he takes a strike. So it's 1-1. Sal lifted one that rode that jet stream that's blowing hard out to left field, and it got out of here. The 1-1 fouled on the left side, drifting wide of the chalk. About 30 feet past the cutout of the infield dirt. And the count goes to 1-2. So 5-4, the Brewers against the Cleveland Guardians after a 5-run second inning. Cleveland had 4 runs in the first. Slade Ciccone, the right-hander, is 1-2. Line drive back up the middle, falling fast and in the center field for another base hit by Sal Frelick. He's 2-for-2. Petey Halpin played it in. Yesterday, if you were listening to Jeff and Lane on the call in the game at the Brewers' home, when they were hitting all those home runs, Sal Frelick, this was against the Rangers, this was not a home run, but he fouled a ball directly off his foot, and it looked like it had done some serious damage. He could barely walk for a couple of moments. As Lane mentioned, a day later, he has come out, got the start, and gone 2-for-2 in the first 3 innings. Sal is a gamer. Foul ball by Joey Ortiz with 1 on and 1 out. Ortiz tripled to right, a wind-blown ball back in that 5-run rally. So he is 1-for-1. A throw to first will check on Frelick. He dives in safely. Third inning is brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill-up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. The 0-1 pitch now. Ortiz takes down and away. That was curveball from Ciccone. Slade Ciccone, as we told you earlier, is a guy that the Guardians gave up a lot to get in a trade. 1-1 pitch. Fastball is away. It's 2-1. They gave up Josh Naylor, their big bopper in the middle of the order from the last couple of years. Straight-up deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks to get Ciccone. 2-1 with one out. And a swing and a miss over top of a breaking ball. Count evens at 2.
That was their answer for Christian Walker heading to Houston. I think that's a guy that the Diamondbacks are going to miss more than people think. Even though Josh Naylor's a nice replacement, Walker's such a good defensive player. Really one of the more undervalued players, I think, in Major League Baseball.
2-2 pitch, swung on, grounded up the middle, past the dive of the shortstop, Rocchio. That gets through into center. Another hit. Stopping at second will be Frelick. It's a single for Joey Ortiz. The Brewers now have 5 hits off of Ciccone today, and they've got 2 on with 1 out in the third, a game they lead 5-4. Joey found a good spot with that ground ball. If it's a little bit closer to Rocchio, it's probably a double play. And that brings up Manuel Margot. Drove in a run with a ground out last inning. He takes high ball 1. No question about it that when you go from Christian Walker to Josh Naylor, it's probably a defensive downgrade.
Yeah, and
here it comes. Line drive is hit deep into center field. Backing up is P.D. Halpin. That's going to be over his head, and it hits high off the top of the wall. Scoring from second, Frelick. Right on his heels, here comes Ortiz. And the relay to the plate gets away from the catcher. It's a wall ball, 2-run double for Manuel Margot. The Brewers are just pounding Ciccone here today. They've scored 7 against him. It's a 7-4 game in the third inning. Wind blowing out, but that ball was hit hard regardless. And Margot has his first RBIs as a Brewer. And this is going to be it for Ciccone. Here comes the acting manager for today's game, Craig Albernaz. He takes the ball. Ciccone gives up 7. There was an error in the midst, so you'll have 1 unearned run of those. But the contact got louder and louder. Got a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud to support the Brew Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. We'll introduce you to the new pitcher after this. 1 out still. It's 7-4 Milwaukee in the third inning on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You go from changing diapers to dropping your child off at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. You get so much more than stunning windows and doors. It's the Pella experience. Talk about quality control. Pella manufactures, sells, installs, and services every product. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/8/25.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Right-hander Alan Hernandez is in with the runner at second, Manuel Margot. Only 1 out in the third inning, and Jorge Alfaro, the batter for the Brewers, who leads 7-4 against the Cleveland Guardians on the road. Slade Ciccone has been removed from the game in each of the last 2 innings, Lane Grindle. You don't see that every day.
No, that's probably not how you draw it up, but... you're trying to protect his arm, of course, and both innings got a little sideways for him.
Alfaro walked in the five-run rally, and he swings and misses. Was fooled by the first offering from minor leaguer Alan Hernandez.
Now, we were talking about Walker and Naylor and the comparisons. Naylor's a lot younger. That's certainly something from Arizona's standpoint.
Hernandez with a 0-1 pitch. Alfaro takes a bit outside. 1-1 on a fastball, 95 on the gun. Ciccone ended up getting five outs total in the three innings that he was on the mound. Then gives up seven runs. Margot has driven in three today for the crew. 1-1 Alfaro, big rip and a miss. 1-2 on Jorge. Alan Hernandez, former 12th round pick by the Guardians out of high school in the Miami area. Got to High A Lake County last year. The 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him. Good cut fastball, biting down and away from the right-handed batter, and that's the second out of the inning. It brings up Caleb Durbin. The double by Margot drove in two runs. Every time a Brewer hits a double, it means there are $75 donated to the MAC Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining, at least during the regular season. But I'm going to tell you about that now regardless, because we'll have a lot of doubles hit during the regular season. But these are not official ones, so they're not $75. Ball outside on Durbin. He singled last inning during that five-run rally. Batting in the nine spot, the 1-0 pitch, taken for a strike, letter high from Hernandez. One of these Cactus League days. A warm afternoon and the wind blowing out and run totals elevated early. Pitch to Durbin, ground ball to third. Second hop played by Jose Ramirez. He slings it across the diamond in time to get Durbin by a step. That'll retire the side. And Hernandez extinguishes the flame in the visiting half of the third, but a two-run double by Margot makes it 7-4 Milwaukee. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Dream Tri-City National Bank, your hometown bank.
Jared Koenig takes over on the hill. His second appearance of the spring. It'll be the left-hander against 6, 7, and 8 in the Cleveland order. Bottom of the third we go. 7-4 Milwaukee. And Will Brennan, lefty versus lefty, greets Koenig. First pitch misses outside, ball one. 95 miles an hour from Jared. Already the fourth pitcher to get into the game for the crew. Sam McWilliams, an unsung hero in the second. Came in after Pannone got injured and he struck out the side. Did McWilliams. Called strike here on Will Brennan, 1-1.
Brennan, RBI single in that four-run first inning. Capped the rally against Thomas Pannone. The 1-1 to him from Koenig. Big swing and a miss at a cut fastball. Biting away from him, and the count goes to 1-2 from Jared. One of the unsung heroes of the pitching staff a season ago for the Crew. Lefty's pitch. Down and away. Did he check his swing? He did. Appeal to third. Right now the Crew chief, Alan Porter, is umpiring over there in the rocking chair, and he said no swing. 2-2 on Brennan. Koenig has his sign from Alfaro, and he deals, and it's way outside. Rolls past Alfaro and reaches the backstop. It's full count with Brian Rocchio and Juan Brito set to follow Brennan here in the home third. Koenig filled just about every role that you can on a pitching staff last season for the Brewers. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded through the right side. Yep, out of the reach of a diving second baseman, Terang. And into right she goes. That's a base hit for Will Brennan. He's 2-for-2. And the leadoff man is aboard for the second straight inning on a single. Last year with the Brewers, 55 appearances, 6 starts as an opener for Koenig. He won 9 games. He even had a save and a sub 2.5 earned run average. Rocchio singled back in the first. Then the Guardian shortstop takes a strike at the knees. And all those accomplishments that Jared was able to put up in 2024, that came from a guy that wasn't even on the opening day roster and wasn't really on anybody's radar to be up there, at least at this time of the year. Swing and a miss by Rocchio. Blew it by him. 95 on the gun. The count is nothing in two. Very different kind of spring training for Jared this season than it was a year ago. Brennan being held on at first by Mark Canna. The 0-2 pitch coming. Rocchio takes down and in. Ball one. Brewers baseball brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. Their new dental savings club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Check them out, wdaclub.com. 1-2, ground ball softly hit to third, not a double play ball. Durbin on the run, Fields, and he'll throw it all the way across in time to get the out on Rocchio. Advancing to second is Brennan. It was hit very softly. And Caleb Durbin made the play, 5-3 for the first out. 7-4 Brewers. And Juan Brito, he'll bat for a second time. He walked against Pannone in the first. Another lefty out there, Koenig. And the fastball is a swing and a miss. Elevated that one. Count goes to nothing and one. Koenig looks back towards second base, set at his belt. Now the 0-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss at a cutter. 0-2. That was a very effective pitch last season for Jared, that hard cut fastball that he features. Helps him get out right-handed hitters like Juan Brito. Here comes 0-2. Swung on and fouled into the seats on the first base side.
Just felt like the more he pitched, the harder he started to throw. He just got better and better as the year went along. And you mentioned it, kind of unknown at this point last year. He was a guy that you thought maybe was a depth piece at best. You didn't think he was going to be getting as many big outs as he got for the Brewers over the course of the season.
0-2, it remains on young Juan Brito. He swings and misses over top. Curveball bounced in the dirt. Alfaro picks it out, throws down to complete the punch out. Two gone in the inning. Ortho ASAP. Present all the strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So Brennan at second with two gone for 22-year-old Petey Halpin. Struck out against Blake Holla back in the first. Lefty-lefty, and the pitch is low and away. The thing about Koenig's outs, too, and you mentioned it, he got a lot of big ones. They came in all different innings. He was getting outs innings 1 through 9, depending on what role they were using him on any given day. One out to Halpin catches the outside corner, 95 miles an hour, and the count even 1-1. Josh Maurer with Lane Grindle. Kent Sommerfeld on the controls. And for the second time in less than a week, we're at Goodyear Ballpark. 1-1 coming. Swing and a miss by Halpin. 95 on the gun. 1-2. The Brewers beat these Guardians here on Tuesday. Try to do it again. We're in the bottom of the third in a game that's already almost an hour and a half in age. 7-4 Milwaukee. Brewers will play here again tomorrow night. 0-2 pitch. Got him looking right at the knees. 97 on the sinker. Reached back for a little extra velocity, did Koenig, and he gets Halpin with his bat on his shoulders. Another ortho ASAP strikeout, and Jared Koenig looking sharp. Works around the leadoff hit. We go to the fourth, 7-4 Milwaukee. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the versatile RAV4 to the svelte Crown. The sleek Camry all-wheel drive. The Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive. The rugged Tacoma. The tenacious Tundra. And the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Based on manufacturers' websites as of 10-2024.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers batting in the visiting fourth, leading 7-4 over Cleveland, and it's going to be the Guardians bringing in their fourth pitcher of the day. Big league veteran Vince Velasquez, who's on a minor league deal with the Guards. Bryce Tarang will greet him. Squares to bunt, pulls back, takes low ball one. It was the starter Slade Ciccone who was charged with all 7 runs. Velasquez pitched 2 innings against the Brewers in that aforementioned game here on Tuesday. Pitch is lying through the left side. Hard ground single right between shortstop and third base for Bryce Tarang. Stephen Kwan throws it in. Tarang's got his first hit of the day. 1-for-3. And a base runner aboard with some good speed with the big bats coming up. There comes Jackson Churio. Velasquez missed all of last season. He was recovering from his second major elbow surgery. Last pitched in the major leagues a couple of years ago with the Pirates as a starter. He's on a minor league deal with the Guardians. First pitch to Churio, bounced in the dirt. On a slider blocked by Bo Naylor, ball one. On Tuesday, he gave up a run in 2 innings, but walked 3 Brewers. Did Vince Velasquez. Now 32 years of age, longtime Philadelphia Philly. 1-0. Inside on Churio, ball 2. Carbliss is a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails. 0 carbs, 0 sugar, 0 gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss. Liss is more. 2-0 pitch. Caught the plate at the knees. Slider to Churio, and it's 2-1 on Jackson, who's gone 0-2. Ground out and a strikeout. Facing his third different pitcher. We're in the top of the fourth. Terang takes his lead. They'll throw over that way. Santana holding him on. Bryce belly flops safely back into the bag. Bryce stole 50 bases last season. Yep, Fibby. He's holding on the 2-1, and it's up and in. Breaking ball on Churio, 3-1. Lean gave me a nod of, I hope, approval.
Yeah.
I think 50 steals is worthy of a...
I'm trying to think of an appropriate 50-cent song.
Ground ball to short, hit hard, but right at Rocchio. Goes down to a knee to field it. He'll throw to second for one. Brito relays to first in time for two. It's a double play. Hard hit. Jackson really put a good swing on that. However, he hit it right at the Cleveland shortstop. And there are two outs with nobody aboard for Tyler Black.
You know, one that would fit a good base runner. I was thinking, this is how we do. Right? Wasn't that?
Yeah, that's Fitty. Fitty.
Yeah. He was in the 50 stolen base club, so he was into club.
Yeah, I like that. Allow it.
Let's go with that one. I like that one.
Tyler Black takes low.
It's his best song anyway.
Black is 0-2, a couple of ground outs, his first action of the spring. And Velasquez misses low, and it's 2-0. So two out, base is clear. By the way, Churio hit that ground ball 101 miles an hour off his bat. Velasquez kicks into his windup. The 2-0. Black took in the dirt ball 3. Playing on a gorgeous Sunday here from Goodyear, western suburb of Phoenix. Ballpark opened in 2009, shared between the Guardians and the Cincinnati Reds. That's who the Brewers will play here tomorrow night. 3-0 pitch. Black took a strike at the knees. Borderline. This is one of the ballparks that plays with the ABS challenge system. I've already seen the Brewers challenge a couple of pitches today. Velasquez 3-1 to Black. He is swung on and fouled back. Catches the screen. It's a full count. Tyler Black a little bit behind in at-bats compared to some of the other Brewers due to a bit of a back issue. 3-2 to him. Lifted into left field. Backing up Stephen Kwan with a play right at the edge of the warning track. That almost sailed on him, but he caught it reaching out over his shoulder, did Kwan, to retire the side. If you've been listening from the get-go today, you've heard us say multiple times, you hit a fly ball to left, it's going to carry. Mother Nature's really helping the batters in that direction. But Velasquez gets a scoreless inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 7-4 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. For over 50 years, Menards has been a leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Order trusses for your building project today in store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
Come on, Kellen. You're going to miss your bus.
I'm going as fast as I can. I guess I'm just not a morning person.
You're going to be a walking person if you don't hurry up.
Maybe if I could have some Cedar Crest ice cream for breakfast, I'd wake up faster.
Seriously,
I love Cedar Crest as much as anybody, but you're not having it for breakfast.
Nice try, Kellen.
I tell you what, if both of you can get ready for school on time and finish all your homework, we can have Cedar Crest ice cream every Friday night.
Yeah, Mom.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Experience Brewers baseball like a VIP when you book an all-inclusive area at American Family Field. Enjoy premium spaces, complimentary food and beverage, and great views of the action. You can learn more at brewers.com/all-in. Like that, all in. You get that VIP experience. We go to the bottom of the fourth end. Grant Wolfram, a new member of the Brewers bullpen, takes over. He delivers ball one low to the leadoff man for the Guardians, Stephen Kwan. Batting for a third time, Kwan, lefty versus lefty. The pitch just missed. A little bit in, and it's 2-0 from Wolfram. W-O-L-F-R-A-M. Kwan has grounded to third and lined out to first. Batted twice in the first inning. Takes inside, ball three. Guardians sent 10 batters to the plate. Most of that against Thomas Pannone in the first, and they scored their four runs. It's 7-4 Milwaukee. They've scored seven in a row. 3-0 pitch. Little bit low, and it is three. It's 3-1, says the scoreboard. I was distracted. Here we go, 3-1. Ball four just missed again. And so an inauspicious beginning for Wolfram as he issues the free pass to Stephen Kwan with the middle of the order coming up. Santana, Jose Ramirez, and then Bo Naylor. Grant Wolfram got a major league free agent deal after pitching in AAA last year in the Rangers organization. 44 games at Red Rock. Is that what it is?
All Round Rock.
Round Rock.
Red Rock, great concert venue, though. Yeah. Right? That's the one in
that's
Denver.
Right. All I saw was R period R. All I could think of was Red Rock. You're right. It's Round Rock. Foul ball by Carlos Santana, who's 2-for-2. No one pitched to him. Swinging a chopper hit to shortstop. Not hard hit. Coming in is Ortiz. He fields, goes to second one. Pivot in a relay. Terang for two. Double play. Ortiz to Terang to Canna. And the walk is erased on a 6-4-3 twin killing off the bat of Carlos Santana.
That was pretty.
Well, you know, we're having all these discussions, rightfully so, who's going to be the Brewers' everyday shortstop in place of Willy Adames this year. And the candidates, no mistake about it, are the two guys that just touched the ball in the middle infield there. It's, you think, Lane, either going to be Mr. Ortiz or Mr. Terang. They both could do it very, very well, I'm sure.
I mean, two great options, right? Like, I don't know that there's a wrong answer.
Count is 1-0 on Jose Ramirez, and Wolfram misses. It's 2-0.
I think what impacts that more than just the straight-up, hey, who do we want at short, is how you want the rest of the infield constructed. I think that impacts it more than actually who wins the job. I don't know that that's really the conversation.
2-0 pitch is grounded back towards the middle. Tough play for Ortiz. He's got it on a slide. Bounces the throw to first. Picked by Canna in time to rob Jose Ramirez. And Joey Ortiz makes a sparkling defensive play right on cue to end the inning.
If you're going to try to win a job, that's a good way to do it. That was really good.
Well, you know what we just saw? He's certainly got the range to play shortstop.
That's a special play.
But you know what? I know Bryce Terang's got that range, too, if they need it.
No doubt.
So Wolfram gets a scoreless fourth. Let's head to the fifth. It's 7-4 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait. Why didn't you go to Woodman?
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more.
More.
On to the fifth. More Vince Velasquez for the Guardians. It is 7-4, the crew. And here again is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Mark Canna takes a strike on a slider from Velasquez that just clips the low inside corner. It's 0-1. And the 0-1 is another slider, but that one misses down and away. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Canna's walked and scored. He's also flied to right today. Officially 0-for-1 in this game. As Velasquez from the windup and the 1-1 misses down and away. Two balls and a strike on Mark Canna. Canna, then Frelick, and then Ortiz scheduled to hit here in the fifth. Probably last at bat for these guys of the afternoon. One would think. 2-1 pitch is a breaking ball swung at and missed by Canna. And it's 2-2. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget George Webb predicts the crew will win 12 games in a row this season. And when they do, they'll be celebrating. We'll all be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. 2-2 pitch came up and in. Canna able to check. And the count is full now. 3-2. Velasquez brings home the 3-2, and he missed inside with a curveball. That almost hit Mark Canna, and nobody would have been shocked if it did. Regardless, he was going to end up at first on that pitch. He draws the walk. Leadoff walk, ortho ASAP. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now here's Sal Frelick. A good day at the plate for Sal. His last three at-bats have all been hits. Had the hit yesterday before he left the game. And takes low. It gets away from Naylor, and so Canna will move up 90 feet. See how they score that one. I think probably wild pitch, but looked like it might have been catchable. It was very low. They have not ruled it yet. Pass ball. I'm okay with that. In there for a strike. And it's 1-1.
We've already had three wild pitches today. We were due for a pass ball.
Yeah, there you go.
Needed to mix one in.
There you go. And they took some time with that one. I think it could have gone either way, but I was leaning pass ball. Pitch missed outside, 2-1. It sounded like it hit the leather, didn't it? I thought the sound sounded like it hit the glove. 2-1 here on Frelick. 2-for-2 today. Canna has his lead from second. And the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball hammered into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Canna around third. He will score. It's an RBI single for Frelick. And the Brewers lead it 8-4. And boy, Sal Frelick, the baseball is really a beach ball for him right now. That is some really good contact today. I think the softest hit ball he has today might have been the home run. These two singles that he's hit in the third and fifth were absolute rockets. So here's Joey Ortiz. Velasquez, the pitch, and a strike with a fastball at 92 right at the knees, and it's 0-1.
Well, Lane, there was so much talk about Sal putting on muscle in the offseason to try to improve how hard he was hitting the ball, and if the early results are any indication, that could work out for him very well.
Now, this is as hard as I've seen him hit the ball consistently, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1.
What did they say? He put on about 15 pounds of muscle?
25, I think, is what they were saying at the beginning of camp.
Man.
Sal, I'm not sure he had a frame that could handle 25 more pounds. I mean, he's not the biggest guy, as we all know. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, flipped in the air. Foul territory, Santana. Sunglasses on, nearing the wall, makes the catch in foul territory for the first out. One away for Manuel Margot. Now, Sal is, he is a fan favorite. I'm not sure there's a more popular player, maybe not named Jackson Churio or Christian Yelich, on the Brewers roster. Every young player loves Sal Frelick. You go to the ballpark, anywhere the Brewers go, too, not just in Milwaukee. Pitch to Margot is a slider in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. And there are little leaguers everywhere yelling Sal's name. Sal, Sal, sign my hat. Everybody gravitates towards Frelick. And, of course, he treats everybody so well. Such an easy guy to be around. Pitch is popped up. First base side. This one in fair territory. And Santana goes back on it a couple of steps and makes the catch. And there's two away now for Jorge Alfaro. Time for a vibe check. Brewers up 8-4. Pretty good vibes today. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Also a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer. The seltzer that passes the vibe check. So here's Alfaro. A walk and a strikeout today for Jorge. There goes Frelick. Pitch is a strike. The throw to second is not in time. Pretty good throw from Naylor. Right on the bag, but Sal got a great jump. And a stolen base for Sal Frelick. And during the regular season, every Brewer stolen base means Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans and one name you trust. 0-1 to Alfaro. This one is hit well into right center field. This one's going to plug the gap and one hop the wall in right center. Frelick jogging around third. He will score. An RBI double for Alfaro. It is 9-4 Crew here in the top of the fifth. You can see some easy power in that bat of Jorge Alfaro. And he hit that one with a beautiful swing. An absolute laser to right center. And now here's Caleb Durbin.
Boy, he's had a really impressive camp thus far. Coming in on a minor league deal, just trying to impress this new organization. He's both offensively and defensively been spectacular.
It's his fourth hit of spring training. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And three of those four hits have gone for extra bases. A home run, couple of doubles.
The home run that he hit the other day against the Royals cleared the center field batter's eye.
That's what William Contreras did yesterday. Catcher power. 0-1, swing and a miss at a slider from Durbin, and it's 0-2. Caleb Durbin, 1-for-2 today. Vince Velasquez, Pirate, Philly. Member of the Astros organization early on in his career. Hammered foul up the third baseline. Still 0-2 on Durbin. At one point in time, this was one of the real bright young pitching prospects when he first came up with the Phillies. Oh, 2 pitch. Breaking ball. Rolled into the Brewers' dugout, third base side. Stays at nothing and two. righty-righty matchup here with Velasquez against Durbin. Alfaro gets his lead from second. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Two runs home for the crew already. And the pitch. Popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. Stays at 0-2. Well, limited time offer. Claim a special Jackson Churio t-shirt with select terrace level opening day tickets for the Brewers matchup with the Royals March 31st. Still is limited to the first 5,000 fans, so get yours at brewers.com/opening day. 0-2. Down in the dirt. It's going to get past Naylor and go all the way back in front of the backstop. And so 90 more feet for Alfaro on what is a wild pitch. So we've had a pass ball and a wild pitch in this inning. Stolen base to go along with it. And a 1-2 count here on Durbin at the plate.
Close to filling up your bingo card.
Yeah. I believe you're supposed to say in a partridge in a pear tree. That's the requirement for a broadcaster in that moment. 1-2. And he takes a called third strike right down the middle at 92 miles an hour. Durbin strikes out, and the inning is over. But the Brewers push two more across. They lead it 9-4 as we head to the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
Jill, repeat.
Bunch of changes for you here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll get those to you as the inning goes along. Wolfram stays out on the mound for the Brewers and facing Bo Naylor. First pitch swing. It's a ground ball foul up the first baseline. Alfaro stays in the game at catcher, so the same battery as we had. Blake Burke is the new first baseman. Rynell Delgado is the new second baseman for the crew. Jesus Madey is the shortstop. Andrew Monasterio in there at third base. 0-1 is popped up foul and out of play, third base side. And it's nothing and two. Isaac Collins in left field. Jared Oliva is in center. And Jimmy Herron is in right. So a bunch of changes for the crew. Everybody but the pitcher and the catcher new. And this ball's hammered out to right. Going back on it is Herron onto the warning track. He'll make the catch on the warning track with the wind pushing that ball out. Put a pretty good swing on it, but the ballpark held it. And there is one away now for Wolfram here in the bottom half of the fifth. So it'll be fun to see Jesus Madey playing the field a little bit. Saw him get an at-bat the other day. Here's Lane Thomas. Third time through this Guardians lineup here this afternoon. Wolfram's first pitch to Thomas is chopped foul into the Brewers' third base dugout. It's 0-1. I feel really good about that. We handled those changes pretty easily.
You were a pro.
Well, you helped me. Give yourself some credit.
You don't have to tell everybody that.
Yeah, you gave me some nice assists there. Swing and a miss from Thomas. It's 0-2. That's what it takes during Cactus League play. Teamwork is very important.
Makes the dream work.
Yeah, it sure does. 0-2 pitch, and Thomas took maybe a touch high. One ball and two strikes. That one missed. No need to challenge from Wolfram. One-two pitch is high. Two balls and two strikes. If you're a pitcher and you're looking in, you think you got the call, but you're not quite sure, and you go to your hat, you tap your hat. If you ever second guess it, would you just tell the umpire, I was just scratching my head. Are we going to have a situation like that? The 2-2 missed inside, 3-2. It's not going to happen in the regular season, so I guess it's immaterial. But if this was the process for this in the regular season, that could be a little controversial.
Not impossible.
Are you going to the mall later?